Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, where we showcase women-owned businesses in Metro Atlanta. At People You Need to Know, we lead the way in helping women grow their business by promoting them in our magazine, in our newspaper, and online. In addition, we give our clients world-class recognition at numerous business expos and women's events throughout Metro Atlanta. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the Student Emergency Assistance Program, SEA. My guest today is a native of New Orleans, Louisiana, and a recent graduate of Spelman College. She founded SEA during her sophomore year at Spelman. It is a fund created to assist juniors and seniors at Spelman who have exhausted all of their financial resources and have an impending balance, placing them at the risk of expulsion. We are honored to have on the phone today a young woman who saw a need to help her fellow college students and decided to take a stand and do something that is truly remarkable for a woman only 22 years old. Miss Mia Boykins, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you doing, Spark Plug?
I'm fantastic, trying to get better. How about yourself?
I'm fabulous. Thanks for asking.
Are you ready to talk about the Student Emergency Assistance Program?
Yes, I am.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
What inspired you to create the scholarship fund?
Well, when I was a freshman at Spelman, I quickly realized that there were a lot of students in need, as about four of my friends mid-semester, before December first semester, they were at risk of being put out of school, and I was really sad about it, and I was telling my dad, like, oh, Dad, so many of my friends that I've gotten close to are leaving. So he paid the balance of their tuition, praise God. And that's just basically the story of every student at Spelman. So when I was a sophomore at college, there was a senior who was in her last semester at Spelman who had a balance of $3,000. And the financial aid department called my father, and they asked him to pay her tuition so that she can stay in school. And I was only a sophomore then, and I'm like, wow. So she matriculated to her senior year last semester, and she has an impending balance that's placing her at risk for being put out during the last 2 months of school. And that inspired me to create the Student Emergency Assistance Fund for juniors and seniors who have gone that far in their education so that they can stay in school.
Well, your father's been really instrumental in helping you with this fund. Does he have a role in the organization right now?
Well, he's helped me greatly. He has been one of my biggest donors to the fund, as well as my first event was on April 17th of this year. He gave me the money, $6,000, to host the event for the venue, for it to be catered. So that was a really, really great help just to get me started with my event planning and access different networks around the city.
Well, your father seems like a really special guy.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Well, Mia, tell us, what are your major goals for the fund, and where do you see it advancing in the next few years?
Well, ultimately, I would like the scholarship fund to be endowed so that it can be awarded in perpetuity. And in order for it to be endowed, I have to raise $50,000. So in 5 years, I see major growth. Maybe in 5 years, I'll have raised about $30,000. I'm at $8,000 right now. And with my future plans, I have to kind of put it on hold for a little while.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the criteria for receiving this scholarship.
In order to receive the student emergency assistance, one has to have a GPA of a 3.0, be a junior or a senior, and also be active in the community with things like women empowerment and uplifting the youth. Also, the scholarship committee and the financial aid department, they select the candidate, so it's not a scholarship fund that anyone can apply to per se. It's one that is just awarded based on the criteria.
Hmm. Okay. Well, how can someone donate to the fund?
If anyone wants to donate, there's a few ways. One way is going online and donating at www.spelman.edu. That's SPELMAN.edu. And go under Making a Gift and specify SEA, the Student Emergency Assistance. And it's definitely secure and safe. And another way is one can mail in a check or money order to Institutional Advancement at 350 Spelman Lane, Box 350, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314.
Well, Mia, tell our clients, I'm sorry, tell our listeners, how have you raised the funds for the scholarship thus far?
Well, thus far, as I said, my father's been a really major donor to the fund, as well as I've worked with other networks, other jobs and internships that I've had over the years, and also just family, friends. I did a letter writing campaign when I was a sophomore to commence the fundraising. I've gone to multiple businesses, as well as having the event on April 17th, I was able to raise about $3,000 within 2 weeks of fundraising. So, and also just getting it out there, I've been in a lot of publications, newspapers around the city, and people have donated that I don't even know. So thanks to people like you, Spark Plug, and other people around Atlanta, Spelman College, who've really promoted the fund, I've been able to receive other donors as well.
Beautiful. Besides making a financial contribution, how can our listeners help you with this fund?
Well, that's an interesting question. Well, one thing that they could do is spread the word, because people not being able to afford college is definitely real. You know, people get put out every day, and with the world and the economy and, you know, America just being really low in being educated as a whole from high school to college, I think that it's very important that we spread the word, you know, as well as try to make a contribution, if any, you know, maybe write about it or anything that could help. Because I don't want to be recognized as somebody who's doing great things. I would like for everybody to do something that benefits other people, you know, uplift one another. That's what I stand for. So, you know, just spread the word, as well as I hope my movement is contagious. I hope that other people have a yearning to give back to the community, and especially things like education, since it's such an empowering thing to have behind you.
Beautiful. Well, excuse me. Well, we're definitely spreading the word today on Spark Plug Radio, Twitter, Facebook. It's going to be on the website and more, okay?
Yes,
so,
I'm quite happy about that. Thank you.
Now, Mia, you have some exciting things coming up this August. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I'm going to London August 25th to pursue my master's in child, adolescent, and family mental health. And so I'm very excited about my big move to London. And next summer, I'm already planning my next event for next summer, summer 2012, in next July, but London's the big move right now.
All right. So where do you look to be in the very near future after you get back from London? What are you looking to do after that? You do your event in the summer of 2012. Mm-hmm. What's going to be, say, here by 2015, where would you like to be?
By 2015, I should almost be done with my doctorate, and I also plan on doing a study abroad program in Israel, as well as doing a few months in Africa in a French-speaking place. as French is my second language. And also, I plan on at least starting to commence my first nonprofit in New Orleans to support the children and the adolescents there, a community center where they can come during the week and the weekends and stay off the street and just have a lot of positivity, love, and support around them.
Now, is it anything that you may have left out about your fund that you'd like to share with our listeners before we close?
That's basically it. Just donate and spread the word and be inspired.
All right. And finally, how can people connect with you or contact you directly?
I may be contacted directly at mboykins, B-O-Y-K-I-N-S, 2011, at gmail.com. That's the best way to contact me because my emails go straight to my phone and I respond in an expedited manner.
All right. Well, Ms. Mia Boykins, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you, Spark Plug. I really appreciate this opportunity.
All right. And for more information, can people also Google the Student Emergency Assistance Program?
Yeah, they definitely can. If you just type in my name, Mia Boykins, M-E-A-B-O-Y-K-I-N-S, there's about 4 pages that's listed with different ways to find out more about the fund and also ways to give. So it's all there.
All right, listeners. Now, this young lady, I've met her personally myself. She's out here trying to do something positive, not just for herself, but for her fellow students at Spelman College. So go ahead and make sure you reach out to her, Google her, read up on her, share this interview with as many people as you can, and let's help this lady, this young lady, raise this $50,000 as soon as possible. And hopefully it won't take 5 years, okay, Mia?
Thank you. I hope so as well.
All right. Well, you've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading women in business who are doing great things in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another stellar job. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.